Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine Tong. Yes.
We have an exciting case to share with you guys today. But first, we'd like to reiterate that our message is that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And by this, we mean that you come and get treatments with us. We can take you off your medication. And you can taper your treatments with us off gradually and not need the medication anymore.
Yes, we're serious about that because in 1996, I have actually presented a synopsis entitled Chronic Disorder Are Curable. And the title is said curable with neurobioenergetic treatment. And I underlined curable and bolded. And it was accepted by Maricopa Medical Center. Mm-hmm. I have a copy of this letter. And as we told you recently, that we will be going into YouTube.
Onto YouTube.
And then we'll show you a copy of that letter. And except that the medical profession had not responded enthusiastically to this because everybody is still obsessed with drug and surgery, masking symptoms endlessly, but not curing the real problem so that you can stop, continue to take treatment and treatment and treatment.
It's called neurobioenergetics. What we do is actually a strong form of Chinese medicine. If you are familiar with acupuncture, the theory that we base our treatment on is based on Chinese medicine. But instead of using a dry needle, we inject the acupuncture points with a mild anesthetic to allow the circulation to flow through the meridians faster and for the effects to last much longer.
Okay, it's not a theory. This is how, in fact, it works. Okay, you are a vibration, like Channel 7. Channel Dr. Elaine Tong is a vibration. The basic nature is an energy called qi. You are made up of qi. And you enter your body through a set of meridians. Those are the antennas. And the first thing the qi goes into the system is attached to some kind of physical thing to circulate the body. In the body, it would be the circulation, blood circulation. In the society, it would be traffic circulation. The spirit attached to the white cell, the red cell, just like the spirit of the police attached to his own body. And then the central intelligence tells the white cell where to go, where the inflammatory reaction, infection. In the society, the central intelligence tells the police where to go, where the riot and criminal actions are, and so forth.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We have our past shows archived on the website, which you can click and listen to. As Dr. Tong mentioned before, we will be starting to put our cases onto YouTube, where you can download videos and see our patients talk about their experiences with us and their history and how they have found relief from our treatment and cure, actually.
In fact, we had taped quite a few cases already, just that we tried to work out the technical thing, how to get onto YouTube, okay? And, for example, we have people that cannot move their feet, born cannot move their feet, and after one treatment, they move it. And this is only, you can only see it on videos, and then you can see it on YouTube.
Right. Now, our guest today, she was on with us about 6 weeks ago, Darlene from Long Beach, California. She's 51 years old and was diagnosed with lupus about 20 years ago. She also had a history of asthma, seizures. She had a heart attack, of strokes, glaucoma. Basically, she was bedridden. She could not even move. And she started to take osteopathic manipulative treatment about 10 years ago and physical therapy off and on. Last year, she was hospitalized and put on a very high dose of prednisone steroids and was kept on that dosage for about 6 months to the point where she could not walk anymore. She couldn't move. She was literally bedridden. And she became sicker and sicker. She was also... she went to go see a rheumatologist who put her on methotrexate, which is a chemotherapy drug for lupus, but she did not get any better. She could not move. She could not bathe. She could not eat. And I started to treat her about 2 months ago.
Let me make a comment, okay? Mm-hmm. Western medicine have no principle, okay? Why use a poison and chemotherapy that attack cancer to treat her problem, to treat lupus? Why is that? Mm-hmm. Okay? You know, use a toxin. They try to destroy the body.
Right.
Totally no principle.
Right. So actually she was not getting better on the methotrexate. She was getting worse, in fact. They also put on Neurontin, which is usually to treat neuropathy, but there's a plethora of side effects from that medication. She was on Cadium. She was on a ton of pain medication. So after she came to get treatments, she had about 8 treatments. She got off all of her pain medication except for a morphine patch, which she was using every 3 days. She was able to walk. She could shower. She was able to eat more without feeling nauseous after she got off of the methotrexate.
Why don't we get her on the show?
Okay, we have Darlene on the line with us now. Welcome, Darlene.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
We just went over your case a little bit before getting you on. Why don't you tell us what's been going on for the last month now since, you know, I last saw you?
Well, I had some really good days where I didn't have to be in the bed for all day in a lot of pain. I haven't been in the emergency room in 6 weeks where... Mm. I have been going to the emergency room on almost every other week basis. So in 6 weeks, I haven't been to the hospital or the emergency room.
And during those 6 weeks, did you get any treatment from me?
No. I was just having my OMT treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me ask you, before these 6 weeks, how often, how long were you going to the emergency room every other week? For how many months?
For almost a year and a half.
For a year and a half, you were going to the emergency room every other week.
Every week,
for
yeah.
pain, right? Because your
for my pain
was so
every
severe.
Week or every other week.
Every other week, just
yeah.
before, like by the time the second week, before it is 2 weeks would be up, I'd be back in the emergency room.
Now for 6 weeks, you didn't at all go to the emergency room
no.
or the hospital. Nor do you get any treatment from us,
no.
from Elaine, Dr. Elaine Tong. Yes. That is what we mean by curing a problem.
And
we are not totally cured yet, but we are getting there.
Yeah, I'm getting there. And even the physical therapist, they've noticed the difference because I'm able to do more at physical therapy where I'm able to do more at home, too.
Like you're telling me you can open a jar now?
Yeah, I opened up a jar by myself last week, which is a big accomplishment for not being able to do it in almost 2 years. And
So here's another point I'm trying to make, okay? Western diagnosis means nothing. Okay, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, you can call yourself also TMJ, okay, that you cannot open your jaw. But a Chinese doctor doesn't need to know any English, actually, okay? So
right.
So he doesn't know what you call it, doesn't care what you call it. Those are symptoms, okay? Mm-hmm. Your cause of the problem has to do with not enough circulation to the jaw, not enough circulation to the joint, not enough circulation to the muscles, because there's no, your soul, part of your spirit energy is not pushing the circulation there. That mm-hmm. is the disease.
And then yeah. also you said you were able to shower on your own. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Shower and bathe myself with little assistance, mm-hmm. and I can put my clothes on by myself. I've been able to lift plates to be able to eat and feed myself, which is really a big accomplishment for me too.
And how long have you not been able to do those? How many?
Almost 2 years.
2 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, so your problem can be cured. Yeah.
So I'm healing. I know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not really receiving treatment regularly from Dr. Elaine Tong either.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
And plus, I've been able to take less of the of my morphine patches. I've been only wearing one a week for the past 3 weeks.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And how often were you wearing them before?
Twice a week, and plus going to the emergency room to get that shot on top of it. And
what kind of shot did they give you in the emergency room?
I think it was, it started with a D.
Demerol?
It wasn't Demerol.
Dilaudid, right?
Dilaudid. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is very strong. It's
narcotic.
It's a very strong narcotic drug, much stronger than morphine itself.
Yes.
And they would be giving me like 2 to 3 shots before they would send me home.
Mm.
And plus, I'd be on the morphine patches, plus I was on the morphine pills mm-hmm. and the methotrexate.
So that's a difference between covering, masking the symptom, or restoring health and curing a problem. The morphine patches,
it's different.
Yeah, the dilaudid shots cannot be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go on forever for the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas our treatment, now you have not received treatment for 6 weeks.
She had one yesterday.
Oh, she had one yesterday.
Saw, right.
Yes, and when I came yesterday, I had an inner ear infection, and plus I was wheezing. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I got the injection, the wheezing disappeared immediately, and plus the pain in my inner ear, the throbbing had went away, and my ear is starting to get better.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
You see, we don't send people like that to ENT specialists or to a lung doctor and specialist, okay? We treat the person as a whole, and we cure all symptoms at the same time.
Yeah.
We don't cure symptoms one at a time, no. The whole person needs to be treated.
Let me interrupt really quick. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. You can listen to our past shows archived on our website. We're on the line with Darlene now from Long Beach, who was diagnosed with lupus 20 years ago, and she's telling us about her improvements the past 6 weeks, even from not receiving treatments from us for the past 6 weeks. Darlene, also you mentioned your blood pressure yesterday to me. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yesterday I forgot to take my blood pressure medicine. And usually when I take the medicine every day, when I go to the doctor, my blood pressure is still like 156 to 180, sometimes taking the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday I forgot to take the medicine. When I got to the doctor, my blood pressure was 130 over 80. And so I asked the nurse, I said, well, why is it when I take the medicine, my blood pressure is higher than when I don't take the medicine? So my blood pressure had been really low for me not to even take the blood pressure medicine.
That's how regular doctor make money from you. Give you pills to make your high blood pressure higher and higher, and so you kind of keep coming back. Yes.
I believe it.
And that you should not be giggling. Okay, they're making money off you and making you sick.
Yeah.
Now, another thing we talked about, I believe, was, let's see, you're not on the prednisone or Methotrex or any of that stuff anymore,
no,
right?
No, the only thing I have is my is the morphine patch.
Mm-hmm. And that's only once a week.
And it's down to once a week.
And before
and blood pressure pill, too?
And the blood pressure, I haven't taken it today either.
Good.
Yeah.
Drop it.
I'm thinking that maybe your blood pressure is normalizing because I've been treating her for that as well.
Yeah.
Also, I noticed...
And my sleeping has improved, too, where I was only sleeping 3 to 4 hours a night. I've been sleeping like almost 7 straight hours without waking up. So I'm getting better rest, and plus I'm not sick on the stomach either, because I was throwing up constantly from all the medicines and stuff, and even that has disappeared, the nauseousness and the vomiting.
Right, you're able to eat more, right?
Yeah, my appetite has come back.
And you've gained a little
on
weight.
On its own, yeah.
Right. Yeah,
and
she
gained
right.
some weight.
Very healthy.
Let me ask you, how much have you changed your diet?
I added more meat to my diet because Dr. Tong told me I needed to, because I was practically a vegetarian. So I added more meat to my diet, and I basically still eat lots of vegetables and fruit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think because I looked at her tongue, she looked like she had a lot of damp, and she needed a little bit more yang-chi, so I told her to eat a little bit more meat, and she's gained a little weight, too.
Beef.
I told
beef.
You beef, right?
Yeah.
Darlene,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I told her
and
beef.
And more chicken.
Lean beef.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great. What other, so now the sleeping is better.
The sleeping is better, the nauseousness is gone,
and you're able to
my energy level is better, and able to go to physical therapy 3 times a week. I'm able to dress myself and feed myself and help my daughter with cooking.
Oh, you can cook now, too.
Yeah, so I'm able to help out more and help myself more.
Okay.
Going back to the living.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And then with less pain and especially less pain and less relying on the medicine to try to get relief from it.
Right. And let's go back a little bit of what happened with you last year for people who didn't listen to our first show. You were hospitalized last year. What happened with that?
And I was hospitalized, and they had put me on really high doses of prednisone. And after being on the prednisone, my body had crashed, and I went back in the hospital for because I couldn't walk. I couldn't walk or get out of the bed for 3 months. My daughter had to help me back and forth. I was using a bedpan because it was just too painful for even to roll over. I couldn't even roll over in the bed without them helping me because I was in so much pain. And so that's when they put me on the morphine and the Cadian and the methotrexate, and they also put me on blood thinners and
See, the more medication you take, the sicker you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Why did they put you on a blood thinner?
Because they said that I was laying down.
Oh, right.
I couldn't move.
Okay,
so
right.
they didn't
right.
want me.
That tells the mentality of doctor who does not know that all medication are poisonous. I had a former worker that worked with me. She was in the hospital recently. And in that hospital, everybody was routinely put on a H2 blocker for treating heartburn, reflux, okay? And she had no history of that kind of heartburn or reflux,
It's the protocol that
they say the protocol internist. Because everybody lie down, then they don't want that symptom to occur. But they do not read all the side effects of the drug that you put routinely throw everybody on this here, people get sicker.
Yeah, the only right. The other thing about those medications is that your stomach is acidic, so you're trying to block the acidity, so it makes it harder for your stomach to digest your food. And then when the food doesn't get digested, it putrefies, and then that's what causes the heartburn. It's not from the acid.
They got everything all mixed up.
with all
the education in medical school, you know, they got everything all mixed up. That's why many people get sick and get killed.
Now, so you were bedridden for 3 months. Then what happens? You went to a rheumatologist. How did you get out of it?
Through the ambulance, because I couldn't move around, so the ambulance would have to come and get me. And so they put me in the hospital, and they sent me to rheumatologists, and they're the ones that kept giving me all the medicine. And so when I was able to travel, I went back to Long Beach to the clinic to get OMT treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And with the treatments, and then Dr. Ash had found out about the treatments that Dr. Tong did, and with the OMT and the injections, I've been on the road to recovery.
Yes. Your improvement has been astounding.
Yeah, compared to all the as long as I've been sick.
Yeah, and how long were you in the hospital last year for?
I was in the hospital on an average of maybe almost on a monthly basis.
Every month, okay. And you were bedridden for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And hospital cost is astronomical. So how can we solve our healthcare crisis with this kind of treatment?
Mm-hmm.
All the things that we talk about, all the article and everybody in the media talk about, nobody talk about the root cause of the problem, which is the inability and the incompetence of the medical profession to cure, and rather use toxic medication to poison the patient, to suppress the symptom, and at the same time poison the patient and reduce the health. So how do we don't have any health care.
That's why we need to have people like Darlene talk on our show so they know. So people know, the public knows that there is a way to cure whatever you have. Darlene's case is actually incredible because you've been sick for how many years? 20 years now.
Yes, and with so many different things wrong with me, and to be treated all at once and for me to be getting better is amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people around my family sees the difference. And even the doctors noticed the difference when I've been going to physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
They can see the difference.
Well, great, Darlene. Thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is incredible. We really thank you and appreciate you sharing it with the public because this will help people know that there is a cure and there's a way to help them.
Yeah, and I would recommend it. And I want to thank the both of you for the treatment.
And I want the listener to know this. I have not treated Darlene even once. This is Dr. Elaine Tong's own patient in Long Beach, where she's finishing her residency.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you one more case, which is my older son. He came back from Japan with his wife. His wife had a little sinus problem, and when she came back after 10 hours, she was nauseated, totally bedridden and with migraine, and could not move.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back, I saw Derek injecting her face. So I asked the story, and others, they told me, I say, well, you should do the hand and feet. You don't need to do the face. and Derek said, I already done that. I said, you've already done that. She should be better. And the wife immediately said, oh, I'm better. My nausea is gone. My headache's gone. Everything's gone, you know. So, but Derek just wanted to make sure. And on the way,
it's like a miracle.
Yeah, on the way, okay. But she was in bed. But on the way back, another 10-hour trip back to Japan, she had nothing.
Right. Yeah.
And Derek's not even in medicine. He works for Google.
Well, that's the thing is our family. We all know how to give each other injections, so we exchange them while we get a chance.
My three kids are my doctors. They have been treating me for like 16 years. I am the guinea pig. And I love the treatments.
And Darlene's my guinea pig.
Treatments work. So.
Yes, yeah. They work and you feel good right then. Yes.
Darlene, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have you on again soon. Have a wonderful week.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Yeah, you too, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Darlene with us. If you just missed her case, you can go on to our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and download the radio show that will be put up shortly. Our number to make an appointment is 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website, again, is drtong.com, drtong.com. I wanted to add a comment, Dr. Tong, what you were talking about, how the astronomical cost of hospitalizations.
Yes.
They pay thousands upon thousands of dollars to hospitalize these patients and give them more medication while they get sicker. And for us, Medicare only allows three treatments every 2 months, which is really, you know, we...
Our systems mess up.
You know, and our treatment is nothing compared to the cost
we
is
don't
nothing.
We don't do any of these MRI, CAT scans, all this expensive high-tech medicine.
I mean, we treat the patient, and it's very sad because if Medicare would allow at least one treatment per week, our patients would get better so much faster,
and
it would
cure.
Save
so much money.
Cut the cost of the medication they need to be on and hospital visits. So it's very sad.
We're not only eliminating all the tests, lab tests, we eliminate all the specialists. No, that's what they don't like.
Anyway.
I was making another comment, you know, too, that Darlene was giggling all the time.
Yes.
Let me tell you, you're in chronic pain.
You're
in no mood of giggling at all.
That means
that she really has improved to the point that she can enjoy life.
She's much better. She was telling us that her pain this morning was a 4. Usually when she comes into the office, her pain's an 8 or 9.
I had a bipolar patient that I treated like 16 years ago. She came back to me on 2000. And after one treatment, I had learned how to treat bipolar by then. She was so good. On her way back, she was able to drive back to Corona. She said, I didn't know the radio was funny. can understand any humor.
Basically, we connect the body and mind back, body and mind back together.
Yeah.
Because the disconnection is what causes these physical and emotional mental symptoms.
Yeah.
Again,
our
number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We will be posting links to YouTube very shortly, and you will be able to see our amazing cases on video.
Yes.
That we have.
People with stroke that cannot move their limb, and afterwards one treatment can make them lift up their legs.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.